click.
I'm John.
I'm Axel.
I'm Brenda.
Welcome to the Dubious Bakery.
Your order of info crepes with a side of badass.
I felt like this entire episode.
Please, please, if you can keep it up, speak like that the entire time, Grundle.
I'm going to have to pass.
That's fine. That's fine. We all know who we really are. We're joined by Grundle today. Thanks for having.
In case you guys didn't notice.
It's nice to be here. Finally.
And also, of course, we have Maestro, producer Maestro, in the bakery as well. Thank you for coming, Maestro. As always.
And maybe 1.5 people in the audience or so.
Hi,
yeah, the roaring audience back there. Fucked up. Still recovering. From before, I had to make that click noise because I just realized like there's a bakery without the click noise like in the beginning on because I smoked with some hemp rope, and since you have to pre-light that stuff, there was just no stereotypical lighter noise in the beginning, so I actually had to audibly say that. So that's what that was, in case you guys were.
Yeah, I figured that it too. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they were, like, dying to know what the fuck that was.
You don't have a click noise when you actually drink alcohol.
Yeah, I know. That's what Grundle does. He just, like, freaking does 2 shots before, like, every episode.
Alcohol gets the job done. I'm just saying.
You're out of control, Grundle.
Live the life.
We're going to have an intervention. That'll be, like, episode 100.
Hey, as long as Charlie Sheen can keep winning, I can keep winning at my life. So.
Whoa, don't even mention Charlie Sheen. I'm, like, getting slightly sick of him, and at the same time, I'm still into him.
Hey,
so
nobody likes him, but everybody loves to hate him.
Good Sheen plug. I enjoy it. I expect we'll be hearing some quotes throughout the episode.
I got plenty of quotes ready. Don't worry.
Fantastic. All right. So last time I teased the King of the Hammers event I was going to.
Oh, that's right. What is that? For those who don't know, what is King of Hammers?
It's an off-road race in Southern California. Happens in Joshua Tree, somewhere around there. And it's a bunch of rock crawlers, and they have to traverse big rocky obstacles, pretty much.
Oh. I didn't realize what that was.
Are there lesbians involved?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Are there lesbians involved?
Lesbians. Yeah, I'm sure somewhere in the camp, because there's thousands upon thousands of people there, I'm sure there's got to be a few lesbians
but
there.
But wait. Grundle, you don't want anything to do with those fucking lesbians. Hey, rock-crawling lesbians, that's what you're all about.
Don't let anybody tell you different. They can go both ways. They can go both
that's
ways.
That's true, because they look so much like men.
Once you find one, yeah, that's right. With enough work and process, you can turn them.
Your goal is you want to turn a lesbian into
no,
a hetero?
You can.
But why would you want to? Why do you want a vagina muncher into a penis muncher? Like, why do you want to turn that into that?
You go both ways.
But what's the point? I feel like she's going to be so good at the penis. She's not going to know anything about the penis.
That is the perfect. The perfect.
All right, you know what? You know what, Grundle? You just convinced me. Because he's right. That is how you get a threesome. You have to have a bi chick.
Yep. Mm. And that's how you do it.
So you're
convinced a lesbian go both ways.
Your strategy to get the threesome is to convert a bi. Someone that seems way too hard
I've seen it done.
Turn someone bi. Yep. Is your mission.
You know what? Naturally, everybody, especially a lesbian, can go both ways.
God, that's so not racist. How would you? What's the gayest? I don't know. Just assuming a lesbian could go. You just got.
They can.
Dude, my way is to pretend I'm a millionaire. If I'm trying for a threesome, pretend I'm a millionaire. I'm not going to show them much money, but I'll just say I have millions, and I'll look good. I'll have a friend's nice car, have my friend drive me around, and I'll just say I'm a millionaire. People will assume I'm a millionaire. I'll probably buy them, 4 drinks at most. So my millionaire threesome investment will really cost me,
but
like, what,
again,
50 bucks?
Small, so what are you going to do?
That doesn't matter. You're trying to convince them to get a threesome.
Mind you, you're still at King of the Hammers. Can't take it for drinks. You're in the middle of the desert.
Oh, yeah, I kind of forgot about I forgot about Dubious John's mission to have the threesome at
King of Hammers. Let's hear about it.
What I know, so how did you get the threesome at the King of Hammers?
Well, it's an interesting story.
I would
love
to hear it. Yeah.
But because of names, we can't tell it. Okay. But it was a good event.
Rock crawling event.
Yes. It was a good event. And one of the most memorable things was we camped overnight, and the beginning of the race started at like 8 a.m., and everybody in the tent that I was with, we all woke up to the same sound. It was a helicopter just this massive helicopter just yeah, exactly. And I expected to hear the
well, how close was it?
We didn't actually see it, but the tent was shaking. It was fun.
How long were you there?
2 days, I believe.
Jesus Christ, you're going to camp out for this?
Yeah. You know what it reminded me of? In the middle of the desert, it was like a scene out of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas when they went to their desert racing scene. Nothing but dust. Yeah, there was no wind, so the dust just carried.
Any fatalities?
No, not this time. A few months ago, though, there was a race in California where there was a fatality. Yeah.
I have no interest in watching someone die.
Why not?
I don't know. I mean, like that's what's like. That's why some people are into NASCAR. They're like, yeah, you get to people watch crash and like explode. I'm like, eh, I guess that's awesome, but I don't know. I don't really necessarily want to.
Why not
see it for that? I mean, okay, it's something to watch. I understand, Grendel, but we're not all like as bloodthirsty as you. Well, so like, we don't necessarily want to like see it happen. Like at the same time, Grendel, if there was gladiator battles, I would watch that.
I would
for some reason.
I would live for that.
I would, of course, I would watch that because it's like. You're going in there to see what you're going to see, but
that's
like
that's what's wrong with America.
But NASCAR is almost like you're like gambling. You're like gambling bad things, and I don't like that gambling negativity of the sport.
Speaking of the Coliseums, I've always said if I was king, our prisoners, the ones on death row,
fuck it,
they would be put into a Coliseum in Puerto Rico.
But my question,
let them do it live.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Running Man. I don't know what Running Man recruit. I've never seen Running Man.
It's basically what you're talking about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fight for this
survival. Arnold Schwarzenegger's in it.
This is the best way to get your find your innocence.
If
you can survive it, you're innocent, apparently.
No, there's no bullshit like that.
But my question, Dubious John, like, so in your system, you're going to free criminals? Like, so the most intense fucking criminal gets to go free.
I never said they would go free. What? You assume that they're fighting for
what?
Some sort of prize.
What
they're
are
just
they
fighting.
They're just fighting?
Because they're angry, stupid people. That's why they're fighting.
Just for the pure angry stupidity of it.
Yeah, why else are you watching? Are you expecting to see him?
No, what's the motivation of the prisoner? Well, like, okay, would you guys please... do this fight? Like, what's to stop them from, like, they could be pull like a monk thing and just be like, I refuse to fight.
We got your family at gunpoint.
Give
them
freedom. Please.
Yeah, you get shot or you fight for your freedom.
Freedom? All right, Dubious John, for this to work, you have to, like, if you don't want to set them free, give them, like, an awesome prison cell at least.
Dubious
something like a hooker filled prison cell.
Actual?
Ooh, I like where you're going with that. Right. Give them a more comfy prison cell.
They need
the
a
more people you kill. Okay.
We don't want to... Grundle, back me up on this. Do you want to watch a man who's not doesn't has no will to live, who's fighting, or do you want someone who has a prize
at the
end
of it? Ask me this?
Yes. I'm asking you right now.
A fight to the death is the only fight that's worth watching.
Of course. But, like, it's fight to the death. Fight. Wow. It's a fight to the death, but it's a fight for prize. For
fuck
prize.
The prize. If they don't want to, if they don't value their own life, they deserve death.
But look, in the prison system, they don't value their own life. They need
then
something
they die.
Different. Exactly, it's going to be boring.
Why
so
get a comfy cell? Why
else?
Waste the money? Kill them anyway.
God. Can't please Rundle.
Death is the only means of
I know, he's so
pleasure.
Wow, that
says it all.
You know, I may seem like a mean dictator, but I think it's an efficient system. Think about the money we'd save.
The bones would be delicious.
Efficient.
Hey,
delicious.
I'd try. I guess I'd try it. I mean, the bones.
I'm glad to hear it.
Like, if it was there, I'd try it.
So, are you guys into this new idea of 3D Star Wars?
Fuck it.
No. Wow, I didn't realize Dubious John had this topic, but I have a lot to say on it. No. Fuck that.
Fuck this shit.
No way.
Yeah, I don't think I'm too into it either. I think it's just jumping on another bandwagon. It's a way for Lucas to make more money.
Make more money because
maybe if he had an original idea, it would be more worthwhile. But he's milking Star Wars.
Oh yeah,
for all it's worth.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
I know he really is. He's just like raping Star Wars. Like, what do you guys think on this? I've told this to a couple of my friends now, and maybe I can share it with the bakery people. But this is something I really believe. Like, I like Star Wars a lot.
You're a big fan. I know that.
I'm a fan. Dubious John knows. I read the fucking books. All right. That's already... That's already proof right there. I'm a fan.
If I may. I just want to touch on this briefly. I don't want to spend too much time. But as a fan, you've only seen Revenge of the Sith once.
Yes. Yes, because I wasn't into it that much.
Kind of disappointed in that, but...
It's okay, yes. But I'm still a fan. I'm still a fan. I read the books, okay? Big fan. I am still just getting sick of Star Wars being referenced as like an instant nerd cool, if that makes sense. Like, you'll see a TV show and they'll just like make a Star Wars reference and like there'll be like the laugh track now or like the like instant laugh or just...
Or someone like, will...
Yeah,
like someone's kid will make a robot and they'll turn out to be R2-D2.
Or there's like Star Wars t-shirts on every character or... I'm just not into it anymore. Like, I'm not saying I'm not into Star Wars. I love Star Wars. I'm into everyone mentioning it, basically.
Oh, it's the whole band thing. Like, I discovered this band, and I'm jealous everybody else knows them.
Like, I used to say, like, I think the go-to funny animal is monkey. And so I'm bored of people saying, like, oh, me and a monkey went into downtown and had a fun time in a taxi. Like, just the idea of saying monkey is, like, everyone goes to that animal as, like, the go-to funny animal. Then it's kind of boring. Like, say gopher. Gopher, I think, should be the new monkey. It's funnier and it's a different animal.
Giraffe.
A giraffe.
See, that's even more ridiculous, so especially in the cap scenario, it would be funny.
They kind of make fun of themselves. It's kind of hard. It's kind of mean to make fun of them.
Next year, too long.
That's right. But so this new 3D version of The Phantom Menace, Episode 1, is getting released on February 10th, 2012. In theaters.
Oh, wow.
Theatrical release.
Really? Because I've been stumbling around, like, those topics, but I haven't really... I didn't know it was, like, coming out that soon, even.
About 2012.
Not still. No. I thought it was just, like, an idea. I didn't realize I was really going to, like, go forth with it. Jesus Christ.
Hey, I hate it, but I'll still see it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Fuck
that shit. You're what's wrong with...
Fuck that shit in the asshole, but
now,
I'll still see it.
Now, remember...
Do the voice again. Say it again, but the voice.
Fuck that shit in the asshole, but I'll still see it.
All right. You're more legitimate.
Now, remember back to Return of the Jedi when they redid it with the fight scene with the Millennium Falcon and all the TIE fighters around the Death Star when just lasers are everywhere, ships are everywhere. Imagine that in 3D. That's going to look sick.
Okay, I guess it will be cool, sort of. Like, those TIE fighters will be a foot in front of your face.
Well, okay, check it out.
They
will have
great.
They will have had 5 movies before that movie to work out all the 3D bullshit, like to really refine their technique.
Dude,
this better
be like this better be movie 1.5.
I'll see it.
Like, there'll be so much 3D content that it's almost like a whole
a new movie.
It's almost a new movie.
I'll see it, but I'm gonna hate every second of it.
Okay, I'm prepared for that.
You see Star Wars on a big screen, that's worth it. But the whole, like, paying the $18 a ticket to go see it, that's the hating every second of it.
What I don't get is, why don't they just... Like I said, I read the novels. There's so much, like, material there within the novels. Like, why don't they go that route? Especially now that all the actors are as old as the characters in the books. So just, like, I've read so many good... I won't go much into it, but I've read so many like awesome Star Wars books that would be like the best movies, and I just know they're never going to make it because they're just so focused on these 6 that it just doesn't want to expand more or it doesn't want to give the franchise away to anyone else to make a quality film.
But see, what they need to do is they need to start from scratch.
Yes,
all new characters, all new actors, you know, same characters but new actors, so they can make all the movies at once with the same actors, so it makes sense.
So you're
going to have Mark Hamill come back and do the new? I mean. I don't think that make any
series.
Sense.
Hash
you
Bottom.
A remake?
Oh.
Not a remake.
Yes.
A complete remake?
Yes.
That's incredible.
Not a
yes.
What do you mean?
Need a remake.
Like, you mean like the 1926 version versus like the 2001 version?
What do you mean? Like,
I'm just saying like in that sense that of remake. I'm doing an example. Like, you mean like a full official
yes.
remake?
Yes.
That is ridiculous.
All of the date.
I agree with you, Axel.
Grendel.
Grendel shooting for the stars.
Go back to the voice.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, Hash Bottom brings up a great point here.
Oh, Hash Bottoms? What? Via ballot?
via ballot from the audience.
Via telegram from the audience.
All right. Hash, stop. It's such a visual franchise. Stop.
He's right. Star Wars is a visual franchise. I have it. There you go. High five, Hash Bottoms in the audience.
And I agree
with
you.
Okay, I think his point is for the 3D thing, that like in the 3D videos, it would be... I'm not protesting that it will make a lot of money. It's just, you know, it's just abusing Star Wars. Like I said, I told you my thing. Like, I'm just, it's like something that when I was a kid I liked, and now it's just like everywhere. And maybe I'm just that guy who just, when everyone likes it, it's not as cool. So I'm just
lame that way.
All right. Are there any more Star Wars thoughts?
Well, hey,
I
still like it, but I just, yeah, it's the whole, you know, Lucas not, you know, continue with the series. It's disappointing.
I know. He should continue with the series.
Yeah,
not,
I mean,
I've
read,
like,
the books.
He's abusing the six instead of just going to, like, 12. Go to 12,
it's,
man.
It's disappointing. God damn you, George Lucas. God damn you.
I agree. Wow. God damn you, Lucas. God damn you.
I got another telegram here from Hash.
Jesus Christ. Why do we have a telegram in the fucking audience? Why would we put
God
it there?
Damn telegram.
It says,
bakery. Who writes it?
Stop. George Lucas hasn't had stop an original thought since the 90s.
I agree, though. I totally agree. I love that telegram.
Well,
that was a good one.
He can, wait, quote unquote, contributed to Indiana Jones, but I think that's only with the all sound effects.
Oh, God. He probably contributed the shitty part. And I hate to say it, too.
I'll give Spielberg that. I'll give Spielberg the whole. Yeah. Anyways.
Jesus Christ.
Either way you feel about it, look forward to it on February 10th, 2000.
Yay. God. Birthday.
Well, let's
have
that countdown.
Yeah. Looking forward to that one.
Birthday.
Wahoo.
I have a good one here about some super new rubber.
Fuck the rubber.
I think we're going to end up using one of our new inventions, Axel. Whether it be
really?
A superhero.
Rubber's
or
tool of the devil.
Is what now?
The tool of the devil.
Oh, okay. Okay.
New rubber.
Sure.
Wait, is it new rubber? Okay, it's okay.
Is this synthetic rubber?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yes. Yes, that shit.
It doesn't really say how they created it, but it's a type of nano carbon fiber rubber.
Oh, my. So it's very small particles.
Well, absolutely. But it's a carbon rubber, pretty much.
How small?
Nano?
It's molecules.
Nanoscale?
Put together to create something of a relative size that you can hold, such as this beer bottle in my hand.
How small is that?
I don't know, bro. It's a marble.
Rundle!
Fuck. Jesus Christ.
Where's
continue?
Okay,
put the leash on.
So the great part about this stuff is it's a viscoelastic material, meaning it has properties of solid materials and liquid materials.
So is this like the Stretch Armstrong dolls and stuff? Like,
kinda.
Really?
Yes. This thing can be. Let's see what they say here: twisted, punched, rolled, kicked, stretched, and bent, yet returned to its original shape.
So it's like the Terminator from number 2.
Yes.
The T-1000.
I'm prepared to say
the
that.
The T-1000. Come on. Come on.
Is it T-1000?
I think so.
From the new...
Yeah, no,
the
T-2.
Or
T-2?
It's not T-2000.
It's T-1000.
Liquid metal.
Made of liquid metal.
Liquid
the
T-1000
metal. Made of liquid
so
metal.
So this is almost semi-liquid rubber.
Correct. It's, what they call it, viscoelastic.
Do you have any more information about it? Because I have a question
Absolutely.
About its application.
Oh, yes. I have its applications here as well.
Oh, perfect.
I'll tell you more about it, though. Even at 1,000 degrees centigrade, it won't melt.
Wow. Ooh.
Aluminum will melt, and steel will get soft.
Oh.
And this stuff won't melt.
Nice.
Holy fuck.
So they're considering it for all sorts of applications. Although it's not like strong like steel, whereas steel won't bend. This stuff will bend and move and this and that, so you can't really make a girders or supports out of it.
But I'm already thinking suit. Come on. How can we... Come on, suit. Parkour suit, even.
They were talking about clothing, and it wouldn't be wrinkle-proof.
Ooh.
Which, that was one of their big draws about it.
But wrinkle-proof. I'm wondering about the how comfortable it'll be. But
all right.
English?
Maybe... All right, I was saying, maybe like a layer of that stuff with like some cotton and stuff on the outside would be the wrinkle-proofness and still be comfortable. Because I can't imagine any type of rubber being hot. Like, think of the Batman suit. That's supposed to be rubber, and you always hear about the complaints about how hot it is.
Mm.
But at the same time, if it was like the stretchable stuff, maybe it was porous or something, maybe it would be a good, like I said, parkour suit or maybe a Batman outfit.
Well, they're considering it for spacecraft and car shock absorbers.
No tires, though. Fuck the tires.
Probably not. I
yeah,
mean,
the tires are good now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's not really, this whole carbon nanotube rubber thing is efficient and cool and, what do they say, easy to produce, but it's expensive to produce, and there's been no testing of producing it on a mass scale. So it's still years away, but fun to imagine the possibility.
That's cool. So if we just use a futurist thought to it, in 100 years, that'll be like all over the place. Because like the computer, at one point, you know, was as big as this whole building.
I'm guessing if they can make it some sort of a waterproof or atmosphere-proof.
Atmosphere-proof?
Atmosphere-proof. Wind it tight enough. Who knows?
I thought this was a cool story. This is like ingenious. There's this guy named Sheridan Samov. He has produced a book that is sold out online on Amazon to do heavy promotion by a British student. So like his book is sold out on Amazon already. And the book is titled, here's the book title, What Every Man Thinks About Apart From Sex.
Lame.
Of course, it's a very lame title. It's 200 pages of blank pages.
Wait, what the fuck?
It's...
And it's selling out?
And it's selling out.
What? You know, again, what the fuck?
Agree, Grundle. Literally, like, I'm not... Well, in case you didn't hear, like, literally, like, if you go through it, it's like blank pages. They're just blank pages. Because it's supposed to be like a novelty gift, like a stupid, like, ha ha ha. But some students started using it as an actual notebook. And it caught on.
I gotta ask, how much?
It said it's £469.
What the
fuck? I don't know what that
fuck?
Is American. So it's roughly $5, I guess. But it's sold out because everyone, like, you're not cool unless you have one of these as your notebook.
What the fuck?
That's so what I'm just saying, like, this isn't that kind of ingenious, though? Like, he did this stupid thing, but, like, it's sold out. It's a bestseller.
Dude, I like the idea. I can congratulate him on coming up with an idea and following through with it and it being successful enough and cheap enough, my God.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I know. I have a quote from the author. He goes,
blank page times blank page.
So yeah. Mind you, in case, like, again, the title is What Every Man Thinks About Apart From Sex. So he goes, I never thought for a moment that my life's work would be embraced by Britain students in their thousands. It's very gratifying to see my book outselling many other academic works whose authors claim to have worked even harder than I to break new ground and further the extent of human knowledge.
What the fuck?
I know, kind of douchey, but I thought it was funny.
What the fuck is this guy doing?
So, like, seriously, like, even though, I don't know, more power to him, he did some goofy, he just tried something new and he's making money off.
He's like the same guy who invented the I'm Rich app. Or it's like $10,000 on $1,000 on the Apple Store or whatever, and all it is comes up and says I'm rich. You open it up and it says I'm rich.
What the fuck?
So rich people buy it, you mean?
Yeah, and it's $1,000, and that's all it does. It's not like it tells you where you are on the planet. Like,
buy it because you can.
And
buy
the guy
it.
Made money because everyone.
Yeah. Because it's a status symbol and it's a trend.
Yeah, you buy it if you can.
That's awesome. Yeah, good for him. I congratulate him on that. That's fantastic.
Holy shit! Fuck my life. Are you kidding me? The guy made that and it worked.
Yep.
God,
sold it like you know, 1,000 times.
How does that happen? Guys, we gotta think.
Dude, it
think.
Happens all the
Baker
time.
Baker people,
what are you talking
think.
About?
Yeah.
Try something. Like, it's ridiculous. Look, we've told you all these stupid stories of someone just trying something, and it, for some fucking reason, it worked.
My favorite is Colton Harris Moore.
Oh, God.
Out of all of our travels, I love that kid.
I don't know exactly where he's at now, but I
wish him well.
He's like the modern day Robin Hood who's like, he like laughs in the face of the cops and gets away from all the cops all the time and robs all these banks. And he's, I know he flew a plane and crashed it.
He's three or four of them.
Oh, yeah. He's done everything.
Yeah, he's wanted in Canada and like most of the northern United States.
Remember, we've even had a show, one of our shows is even titled him.
Yeah.
Because we were hoping that one day he'd see it and maybe come on. As
damn
a guest,
straight.
Wasn't he recently
have like a?
I'm sure.
A fugitive on the show. That'd be
sure
so
I
sick.
Recently, he was caught and captured in the Caribbean.
Well, I thought Dubious John follows him, so that's up to him. If he...
yeah, I want to say
that
you're right.
Reporting going,
dude. If you catch me off, if anyone ever catches me off the bakery, I don't know anything I talk about on the bakery. FYI, it all goes in one ear and out the other as soon as I walk out this door.
No, we kind of remember. Like the other reason I remember is because I have to re-listen, and John re-listens too to like when we do synopsises. So that's how we even remember anything we talk about later on.
I'm pretty sure you got a flew a plane from Canada to the Caribbean.
Really?
And,
you know what?
Actually, get captured.
Grundle's kind of reminded me of some shit that happened to Colton. Like, because I remember you talked about it, so I made a note. Our next episode, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Something's up.
Fantastic, fantastic. Do we have time for Chernobyl, Maestro? Yeah? Awesome. So you guys know what Chernobyl is, I'm sure?
Maybe.
What is it, Grundle, in your voice, in your Grundle-ist voice?
Chernobyl is where all the fun stuff happens.
That's actually where Grundle was born. That's why we asked him to tell us.
Possibly.
That's how he got that voice.
Chernobyl is where all the fun stuff could possibly occur. Maybe.
Get back in the cage, all right? Just get back. Just get away from me. Get away. Get away.
Continue.
Aye. So Chernobyl's reactor number 4 exploded on April 26, 1986.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah, like right before we were born, like the Chernobyl thing went down. I didn't realize it was that old, actually.
That was when I was born.
So,
I know. You're not even alive, Grundle. You were created. Don't even get me wrong. Don't even get me started on you.
Chernobyl. By Chernobyl.
By the devil.
It spread a bunch of radiation over most of Northern Europe. Hundreds of thousands of people were relocated and blah, blah, blah. Long story short, they built a sarcophagus over it, and it's been sitting there ever since.
Oh my gosh, I never realized they actually built a sarcophagus over it. Like, is that the cement thing? Like, they poured like a bunch of cement over it?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Wow.
Sounds like home.
Was anyone trapped in it when they entombed it?
No. Everybody got out of there.
Any creatures?
Yeah, of course. I think we did a story about.
Well, I know all the Chernobyl. Fungus. I would say I know all the Chernobyl like creatures around the place. No. What if there's like roaches, like literally like within the place, getting mutated? Like
my friends,
we did a story.
Entombed. They're getting entombed, and mutated over a thousand generations. If they ever break the Chernobyl thing, oh my god! I vow there will be something crazy in there.
Take it down a notch. Relax.
God, Grendel's rubbing off on me.
Relax. My friends and relatives were killed there. Jeez, I think about them every day.
No more of you. You're the last. No one will mate with you, so good. You will be the last.
So.
Sorry, dude. Was just...
I'll tell you about the story we did a while ago about the mushrooms living inside.
Delicious.
Yeah, living inside the reactor. Mm-hmm. They fed off the radiation because they couldn't. They didn't have sunlight or any other food. So they re-engineered themselves to feed off the radiation.
Oh, wow. I don't actually remember that topic. That is amazing. That is a modern-day mutation. Like, I like that, basically. I wish we were going to use that, apply that somewhere for, like, actual, energy.
So, I'll tell you about the rest of the Chernobyl story.
Yeah, what happened? What happened in the sarcophagus?
Nothing happened in the sarcophagus. All they're doing now is opening up a section of the Chernobyl quarantine zone to tourists.
Oh.
Dangerous.
That's right. Experts are developing travel routes that will be both medically safe and informative for Ukrainians as well as foreign visitors.
I bet you can go there, like, not that often. Like, you can go there but stay there, like, 12 hours, maybe.
That's what they think.
Maybe they monitor you. Don't you think? Or are you saying they go and just never return?
No, are you kidding? They would. That's strict.
I bet.
They say as long as you stay on the path, you're safe from radiation, is what they say pretty much.
Stay on the path. Fuck that tour. Oh my god. Like, stay on the path? Like, of course you want to go on the path, and then you're going to, like, you're going to get killed by butterflies or something.
My suspicion is that this is a big publicity stunt for them trying to build a safer shell over it by 2015.
Recruitment.
Yeah.
You think it's not safe?
Oh, yeah. The current shell, the current sarcophagus, is old and leaking radiation because it was hastily built.
A lot.
How is it? A lot.
Man,
I wish I
knew more about it because, like, imagine it. Like, they really, like, it melted down and, like, they just covered it up with. Is it, like, I don't want to say it's still melting down, but, like, it's still, like, producing a shitload of radiation?
Lies. All lies.
Yeah, a lot of lies. Actually, there's a documentary about it where,
where's his handler? Where'd that guy go? I paid him.
This
I paid him
is
so
trouble.
Much to bring under all
visit
the way
with your family. Come play with
can
us.
Can I get story? Can I get through the story and then end? All right.
All right.
Aye. So, They're going to build the new sarcophagus by 2015. It's going to cost a shit ton of money. Apparently, $1.15 billion with a B.
They're really going to build a new sarcophagus. That's funny. Like, I can't believe they need it. Like, I can't believe it's... I actually impressed the nuclear power, that much power it has.
It's a really fascinating story what happened there. The way the things melted down and what the government had to do to contain the situation. It was radioactive, and they just sent in people. And
they like
people,
died.
Yeah, the people really got fucked up.
We're coming for you.
That's right. And I think it's break time.
Oh, all right.
What are we going to look up next time? Colton Harris Moore news or something?
Yeah, Colton Harris Moore. We'll just check in with him and make sure he's okay.
Okay.
Also, as well, I have a story about an astrobiologist who thinks he may have found, life in a meteorite. But of course, it's always up for debate, is everything we talk about.
Oh, that's right. That guy. Hey, thanks for joining us, Grundle.
Yes, as always, Grundle has been on with us in the show.
Yeah,
as you can tell.
So you're going to Russia after this, right?
At some point.
Nice.
Oh, God, back to his
go home. Visit Chernobyl, dude.
His homeland.
Motherland.
The motherland.
Yes.
Sloping brow. All right.
Delicious.
Hey, thanks for joining us. As always, you can find us on www.thedubiousbakery.com. And check our Facebook as well. Just search for The Dubious Bakery, Dubious Bakers, Dubious Baked. I don't know. Find us. There's two of us. Go for it.
Yes, and always, Maestro, thanks for producing the show, as always. Love to have you. And Smoke If You Got Him. And this is to one of our fans. His name is, please play the clip, Maestro, if you would. He actually called the bat line, so I want our fans to know if you call the bat line... We actually will play the calls, so this is for you.
That fucking answering machine sounds hilarious. I didn't even get anything you said. You were talking to that. Oh, I'm Dylan. I had you guys on Facebook, and I started listening to your shit, and I just loved it. Fucking hilarious. And kind of confusing at times, too. But I love listening to your podcast, and I'll keep listening.
Smoke 'em if you got 'em.
Yes.